Here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Two very important things happened while most of us were sleeping. Number one, Taylor Swift's new album dropped. America rejoices. Number two, we have a schedule. Predators, Vancouver Canucks, Western Conference playoffs, first round. The schedule is out. Patton Cook, good morning.
Two thoughts on that, John. Of course, the second, the schedule release, that was the more touted and coveted of the two, without a doubt. And I will confess this. I was not asleep whenever the album came out.
No, because your fiance probably kept you up and made you listen to it.
I didn't listen to it necessarily, but I listened to her just scream it. So
that don't know, your lovely fiance is a big time Swiftie.
Big Swiftie. She will be going to the Indianapolis show at Lucas Oil in November.
Wow!
I actually got her those tickets. I didn't pay for them, of course, but my promo code or my pre-sale code or whatever, it was one of 15 that she tried to get. So I could have resold them, made a hell of a profit, but I wouldn't be here today, quite frankly, if I did that. So I made the smart decision.
All right. Well, what does she think of the new Taylor Swift album? Does she like? Of course, well, she likes it.
Of course.
I mean, you know, when you like an artist, and by the way, welcome. It's the JB and the General Show, WNSR. We're coming to you from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. We'll be here until 11 a.m. Glad you're with us. It's Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's a big weekend of sports coming up, and we're going to break down the schedule here in just a second. When you like an artist, you know, they can come up with an album that really isn't very good, but you try to trick your mind into thinking it's good. I'll give you an example. I'm the biggest LL Cool J fan you ever find. I dress up like him for Halloween. Dude's my idol. He tweeted me back once.
Oh, wow.
When I posted a picture of me dressed up like him, he tweeted me back. It was like one of the thrills of my life. Like, you know, going back to the mid-80s. Because, you know, in the 80s was the iconic decade, right? You had these larger-than-life pop culture icons, right? Michael Jackson, Prince, Madonna, right? And as a kid, during your formative years, you know, you try to emulate those pop culture icons. Well, I couldn't be Michael Jackson. Nobody's Michael Jackson. He's one of one. I couldn't be Prince. Nobody's like him. He's one of one. Didn't really want to be Madonna, you know? I mean, I mean, she was hot and all that, and I dug her, but you know, I didn't want to be her.
No,
but I could be LL Cool J. I could put on a sweatsuit, a Kangol hat, and a big rope chain and sneakers. You know what I mean? And walk around with a boombox. I could be that guy. So, you know, I have LL Cool J's entire catalog. Everything he's ever put out, I own in some way, shape, or form, either on my phone or in my, you know, if I dusted off my CD collection. And for you young people, there was a thing called CDs back in the day. Google it. So, like, to me, his best album ever was Mama Said Knock You Out. Came out in 1990. It was an incredible album produced by Marley Marl. It was one of those albums where it's just every song start to finish. You know, there's that one album where, you know, every song start to finish was great. So he didn't release his next album until 1993, and I was so anticipating for it. I went out and bought the cassette tape. Google that, young folks.
Okay.
The day it dropped. Usually, back then, new albums would drop on a Tuesday for whatever reason. So I was first in line at the record store. I got the CD. I popped it in, and I tried, and it was called 14 Shots to the Dome. It was the follow-up to Mama Said Knock You Out, right? Huge, big time anticipation. And I popped it in, I played it, and I played it again, and I played it again, and I played it again. And I tried to trick my mind into thinking it was good. It wasn't very good. Usually, the album after, like, the big time, you know, put you over album, like Thriller, Slippery When Wet, you know, whatever you want to name, sure, whatever big album, you know, Like a Virgin, whatever, right? Usually, the next album is not as good. Because it can't be. And So you try to trick yourself into thinking it's good. So I guess this is my long-winded way of asking you, Patton, does Lexi genuinely like the new Taylor Swift album, or is she trying to trick herself into thinking it's good because she's a big-time Swiftie?
I don't know for sure, but she loved it the second she turned it on. So, I mean, there's really no way of knowing for sure whether she absolutely loved it at first glance, but she's probably listening right now to it. And
shout out, Lexi. Good morning. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you enjoy the new Taylor Swift album.
Exactly.
All right. Now that we've got that business out of the way, there's a little matter of a schedule between the Vancouver Canucks and the Nashville Predators Western Conference playoffs. We're going to go over the schedule now. You ready, Patton?
Let's do it.
All right, folks, get your pens and paper out. Hopefully you're recording this or you're listening back on SoundCloud. Here we go. Game one, Predators at Canucks, Sunday, 9 o'clock on ESPN. Wow. Sunday at 9 o'clock, bro.
Disgusting.
So that means that game's not going to get over till about 11:30. You know, people have to work in the morning. I understand it's out in Vancouver, British Columbia, which is basically Pacific time. It's like Seattle's hat, Vancouver, just like Canada is America's hat. You know, Vancouver is Seattle's hat. So it's in the upper left hand corner of North America.
I know what I'll be doing Monday morning. I will be watching the highlights of the third period. There's not a chance in hell I'm making it to through all of that game.
All right, Sunday 9 o'clock. Game two is Tuesday, right? April 23rd, 9 o'clock on ESPN2. Game three, you would think, wouldn't it be Thursday? Well, there's something going on at Bridgestone Arena Thursday. The arena's not available. So game three will be Friday, 6:30 on TBS. Note the start time, 6:30 Friday, game three at Bridgestone Arena on TBS. All right. Any thoughts on the schedule so far there, Patton?
Much prefer the home stretches. I'll just go ahead and say that right now. Goodness. It's like we're back a month ago watching March Madness with games tipping off at 9:30 Central Time.
You're not wrong. All right. Game four. Canucks at Preds, Bridgestone Arena, Sunday, a week from Sunday, 4 p.m. start time. That's doable.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is on
TBS,
True TV. I should also mention Bally Sports will have all these games as well. We love the crew at Bally Sports. We have Chris Mason on with us all the time. We love Hammer. We love Lindsey Rowley, Big Hal Gill, Willie, the whole crew.
All of them.
Oh, we love them. We love them. So game four, next Sunday, 4 o'clock. Game five, parentheses, if necessary, the series goes back to Vancouver, Tuesday, April 30th, time to be determined. Okay?
Of course, this is if the Canucks can win a game.
We all know the Preds are going to sweep.
Yes.
Game six, parentheses, if necessary. The series comes back here to Nashville, Bridgestone Arena, Vancouver at Nashville, Friday, May 3rd, time to be determined. And game seven, if there's a game seven, which of course there won't be because the Preds are going to sweep, maybe win in five.
Right.
If necessary, Nashville at Vancouver, Sunday, May 5th, time to be determined. So there you have it, folks.
Yes.
That's your schedule. It broke, the Tennessean had it about 4 o'clock this morning. It's not even on the Predators' website.
Good on the people at the Tennessean.
And it sounds like the Predators have already left for Vancouver because they're scheduled to practice this afternoon in British Columbia, so they must have got an early. They must have got a heads up. If this week's been weird because the Predators, they did a practice media avail on Wednesday. We didn't go because we had the Fisk gymnastics story that Steve was working on, and that was a big deal. News wanted it as well. You know, it was very historic. You know, big deal there.
Plenty of days ahead for the Preds,
right? Exactly. There. So they didn't practice yesterday. And all of a sudden, Nick, the PR guy, sends an email out this morning and says, "Yeah, we're going to practice today, 2:00 Pacific time in Vancouver, British Columbia." So obviously, the league gave them a heads up. Well, I think we kind of knew that game one was probably going to be Sunday.
Yeah.
So Sunday, Tuesday, Friday, Sunday for the first four games, and then April 30th for game five, May 3rd for game six, game seven would be Sunday, May 5th. So there you go. That's when the excitement really gets going, right? When the schedule comes out. You know where the games are. You can plan, you know, as a fan, you know, whatever activities you got going on.
Yep, map out if you need to leave early for work or anything.
Exactly. So, you know, can't go antique shopping with the missus. I got to watch the game, honey. You know?
Right. No 9 p.m. Antique shopping this Sunday, fellas. You got to clear the schedule for midnight.
Clear the deck. Cannonball's coming. So John Glennon from the Nashville Post, who covers the Preds and the Titans, is going to join us at 10:25 to help us preview it a little bit. Canucks are a good team, man.
Yeah.
They've got guys that can fill it up. They've got, you know, Brock Besser, who scored 40 goals. JT Miller, 103 points.
Yeah.
Their goaltending's not great.
I was going to mention that.
Thatcher Demko, you know, decent record, 35 wins, but 2.44 goals against average. And, you know, the Preds, they could make some noise. It feels like if they can get some traffic in front of the net and get Forsberg going, O'Reilly going, get that first line going, Nyquist, O'Reilly, Forsberg, you know, they have an opportunity to score. You know, score some goals, it would appear, against this team.
Yeah, they really are. And the Canucks, they're actually the sixth best team in terms of limiting shots against this season. Like you mentioned, the goals against are some of the bottom half of the league. So shots against aren't necessarily there, but the goaltending has been an issue this season. Offensively, they're top 10 in just about every category.
Yeah, they've got, I think they finished 10th in power play percentage at 22.7%, you know, so that's a pretty good rate.
It is, and that's...
So stay out of the box,
right,
Preds.
And that's likewise with any team moving forward in the postseason, but it's a matchup the Preds knew probably for a couple of days now, so I'd imagine Bruno's been in the film session, kind of digging through some film the past
couple
of
lab.
Days.
Yeah.
Exactly, so it's an exciting time. Schedule is out. The Preds... I think they got a chance, John.
I agree with you.
It's 100%. Not one of those where you're playing Colorado, who's kind of the juggernaut, and you're kind of walking to your execution necessarily. they've got a fighter's chance in this.
I agree.
Game one's going to be important for them.
Am I going to pick them? I don't know yet. I haven't come to that conclusion yet. I would probably tend to say I'm leaning Vancouver in six, but it's going to be a hard-fought, competitive six games. You know, and I agree with you. I give the Preds a puncher's chance. They're coming in with a lot of confidence. You know, they check a lot of the boxes in terms of what you need, you know, to make a good playoff run. You know, goaltending, you know, scoring, secondary scoring, you know, good mixture of experienced guys and young guys that don't know any better, just going to go out there and play.
Right.
And like I said, we've been talking about this ad nauseum. They're coming in, I would imagine, hey, we're playing with house money.
Yep.
We ain't supposed to be here. We're ahead of schedule. Go out there, boys, run, you know, skate around, hit, you know, have some fun, you know, put the pressure on them. And like you said, man, if they can come home with a 1-1 split, that's some serious pressure on Vancouver. Vancouver's got to be thinking, we have got to hold serve these first two games.
Especially
because
if
we go to that madhouse in Smashville on Broadway in a 1-1 series and we got two games there, that we better win at least one. I mean, the pressure's going to go to Vancouver because they're quote unquote the better team, and they're supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? They're supposed to win this series.
It really is. And on paper, we've mentioned now they've got, I would say, the clear advantage in goaltending, and that's I would say that will give them some hope, and I would say fans as well. So it's a matchup. It is a lot more favorable than it could have been, maybe than what we looked at maybe a couple weeks ago.
It's
set up nice. Them getting the first wild card spot was huge for them because it eliminated some of the top dogs they would have had to face. Vancouver's still a very good team, but
they can be had.
It feels
like they can be had.
Sure can.
Right?
Yep.
Man, I can't wait for game three. That's going to be a Friday night on Broadway in Smashville, NHL playoff game at Bridgestone Arena. Are you kidding me?
In either way, a 1-1 or you're down 0-2. If you're down 0-2, the desperation in that building will be intense.
The crowd will probably will the Preds victory in game three.
So you think it,
imagine if the Preds come home up 2-0.
Right.
How about that?
The streamers from the parade may still be on the streets after.
I'm not necessarily expecting that, but you know, they're going to do it up big. They're probably going to have a stage on Broadway. They're probably going to have country music. You know, Jelly Roll's going to be out there. You know, get the crowd all fired up.
I got a suggestion for the Preds. How about a little U2 concert on
there
Broadway?
You go. That's probably the carrot that, Trotsky and Bruno have dangled out in front of the boys. Hey, you guys win the cup. We're going to see you too, bro.
Yes.
Wherever they're playing, you know.
Backstage passes.
Go
boys.
See. Yeah, exactly. You see Bono up there. We want to welcome the Stanley Cup champion, Nashville Predators. And they get on stage and they're rocking out the Sunday, Bloody Sunday. All right. We'll take your phone calls. How you feeling, Preds fans? 615-844-5600. You know, I say this all the time, right? Hockey fan always complains, you never talk hockey. Well, we're talking hockey, and we want to hear from you. 615-844-5600. But up next, we're going to head up to Knoxville, talk with Ryan Callahan, Govals 24/7, get his thoughts on the UT spring game, talk a little baseball, basketball, all the good stuff that you would expect from Ryan Callahan. Big show ahead. John Glennon joins us at 10:25. Your phone calls. Just getting started, WNSR.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text healthy to 511-511. Text healthy to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olsen. He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone!
Listen to Every Pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to J.D. and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
Friday edition of the show. We'll get back to our Preds talk in just a little bit, but right now we want to head up to Knoxville, check in with Ryan Callahan, Go Vols 24-7. Ryan, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Doing well, man. We got playoff fever is running wild here in Music City, brother.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, man. Let's get it on. Initial takeaways from last week's spring game.
Yeah, as with any spring game, you know, it's hard to say exactly how much you should take away from it, and even the things you read into them, how insightful they really are. But I do think there were some positives, certainly for Tennessee to take away from that, starting with the wide receiver play. We'd heard a lot about that throughout the spring. Obviously, the quarterbacks, you know, made their fair shares of plays. Each of those guys produced a touchdown, and you know, after a slow start, Nico Iamaleava came up with some big plays. Jake Merklinger had a long touchdown. They each kind of produced, and part of that was the receivers. Even without Brew McCoy, you had Chris Brazel, Mike Matthews in particular. Those guys showed up. Some other guys made plays. So that, I think that's encouraging given how that group played last year and the fact that Tennessee clearly needed more than it got last year from that position. I think certainly the defensive line is maybe coming out of the spring the strength of this team, I think you would have to say, and maybe not a fair matchup in the spring game because they were playing against a shorthanded offensive line, but enough depth to that group and enough proven players on the defensive line that I think we can safely say that's going to be one of the better defensive lines in the SEC, if not the country. So that looked like a pretty strong unit and played well and caused some problems for Tennessee, which gave up 7 sacks in that scrimmage to the extent that there were true sacks.
Right.
Guys just kind of whistled down at the minute there was a threat in the backfield. And then I think some negatives or things to be concerned about. You know, it's kind of the double-edged sword of any scrimmage. Anytime an offense makes plays, you wonder about the other side of the ball. So the secondary, you know, not giving up some plays there in the passing game, is that something to worry about? I don't think it's a huge concern, but that did show up, obviously, as the offense was able to make some plays down the field. And then offensively, I didn't see a lot from the running game. Jake Merklinger had a couple nice runs, the freshman quarterback. But aside from his production, I think the rest of the team combined for 15 carries for 18 yards.
Wow.
Again, a pretty
Now, a lot
pretty
of running backs are banged
line.
Up, right, Ryan? A lot of running backs are banged up, right?
Exactly. You got the offensive line banged up and at running back.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't play Dylan Sampson. He fielded an early kick, and that was about it. And then you didn't have Cameron Seldon out there after his shoulder injury earlier this spring. So it was pretty much the DeShawn Bishop and Khalifa Keith show at running back, and not a lot of room for those guys to run. And they weren't able to do a whole lot. Couldn't make something out of nothing. And that's maybe at least a little bit concerning in terms of what would happen if they are forced to play without Cam Seldon for a little while this fall. There's a freshman, Peyton Lewis, highly ranked prospect they're excited about, but he also wasn't out there this spring. So shorthanded running back group, and they didn't have much room to run. So that's maybe a little bit of a concern, although, again, the limitations at running back and on the offensive line, probably a big part of that.
Ryan, what can you tell us about Sidney Walton, the safety that committed on Thursday?
Yeah, nice pickup for Tennessee. I think one of those guys that they kind of identified earlier than a lot of schools. They were his first SEC offer back in early September, and he's been to Knoxville already 5 times since September, so he clearly got a good feel for Tennessee.
He likes the place, then.
Yeah, no question. Got a good feel for him early in the process, and they end up beating out Ole Miss and Arkansas for him. Has about almost 20 offers already, and I think a guy that they are excited to go ahead and get committed because he is, I think, a really interesting prospect with kind of the arrow pointing up on his development where,
you know, he's the type of guy you don't want going to camps in the summer. You know, in June, he's the type of guy that if Alabama, Auburn, schools like that convince him to camp, could easily end up having a lot more SEC schools pursuing him. He's only played high school football for 2 years, only played football, period, for 2 years. He was a basketball kid, had never played before. High school coach talked him into it going into a sophomore year, and he's kind of blown up since then. About 6'1", 190 pounds, good athlete, can kind of jump out of the gym, and has played, you know, only cornerback in high school, but I like you said, I think kind of projects as probably more of a safety at the next level. Tennessee's kind of told him he can play all over the secondary, but that's not unusual for the DBs they recruit. But realistically, probably more of a safety or nickel type. So I think a nice pickup there, and they've already got three DB commitments in the 2025 class, where they have 8 commitments in all. Off to a pretty good start. That's a pretty healthy number for Tennessee, and I think a kind of a reflection having that many early commitments of the fact that you have a staff in year 4 and you've got a lot of continuity, and they've been recruiting this 2025 class for a long time now.
Ryan, did anything of note happen recruiting-wise at the spring game for Tennessee this past weekend?
Yeah, it was a pretty big visit weekend for Tennessee, and it was the culmination of a spring where they really just got a lot of guys on campus, you know, really pretty consistently over that span of 4 weeks. The big, you know, sort of headliner last weekend was David Sanders, the 5-star offensive tackle from Charlotte, North Carolina, currently 24/7 Sports' number 2 overall prospect in the 2025 class. He was back at Tennessee last weekend for the second consecutive weekend, so he got to hang out really for about 4 days in a span of 10 days. So really has gotten a good feel for Knoxville lately. That's a big-time battle, obviously, for the number 2 player in the country, but it's, you know, Tennessee and Clemson, I think a lot of people would say right now, are maybe the 2 teams in the best shape going into his official visits, which start this weekend with a trip to South Carolina. But still a long way to go in that one, considering he has 6 official visits to take, but at the same time, I think Tennessee has positioned itself pretty well going into the final months of his recruitment before he makes a decision. So that was the big story last weekend, in addition to sort of just building momentum with some guys that I think, you know, obviously we saw Sidney Walton. He wasn't in last weekend, but had visited Tennessee recently. So aside from that commitment yesterday, that was the big story last weekend. And then also, you know, Derek Meadows, a highly ranked receiver from Las Vegas, made it in, top 50 prospect nationally on 24/7 Sports. So some other good players were in, and Tennessee certainly made the most of a big weekend. Highly ranked offensive tackle Jalen Matthews from New Jersey also in. I think Tennessee's in pretty good shape with him. So it was just another productive weekend, and you know, kind of another indication of the pretty strong talent level Tennessee's been able to attract for visits over the past several months.
Ryan, what was your reaction to Elijah Herring hitting the transfer portal? Was that surprising, or has this been coming?
Yeah, I think not surprising in the sense that you know, this is kind of a reflection of just what coaches are dealing with all the time. You know, I kind of knew that was something to keep an eye on from the moment to me that Keenan Peely announced he was returning to Tennessee for his final year of eligibility. You know, Tennessee didn't get to see much of him last year. He played about the first half of that season opener against Virginia back in September before suffering a season-ending injury, and decided to come back for one more year. And that injury was sort of what opened the door for Herring to make, 11 starts last season. And, you know, with Peely coming back, that kind of, at least from what we know right now, it kind of pushed Herring out of the starting lineup. So that this is kind of the flip side to that, when you get an experienced player like that coming back for another year, it forces someone to the bench. And in this case, he was probably the guy who was going to see his workload cut down a little bit by that. And I don't think he wanted to go back to the bench or a rotational role. So he's going to look and see what else is out there. This is the challenge coaches are dealing with all the time these days. It's a guy going into his third year, you know, wants to make the best decision for his football future. And you know, the transfer portal and the ability to have immediate eligibility, it just gives players all sorts of leverage and freedom in that situation to sort of just do what they feel is best for them. And so that's a tough one for Tennessee, an in-state player they certainly didn't want to lose. I've already had plenty of questions about his brother Caleb Herring, a highly ranked edge rusher that's now in his second year in the program. Don't think there's any real concern about him going elsewhere right now. I think he's still pretty happy at Tennessee. Just one of those cases where he knows his older brother needs to do what's best for him. And in this case, I think he decided that's obviously going somewhere else for now and seeing if he can find somewhere where he can start.
Is that door open for him to return, you think, Ryan, if he can't find anything?
It's cracked. I wouldn't say that people should hold out a lot of hope there. I think you know, based on the early returns, I think he's going to have a pretty good number of options. He's visiting Colorado today. I know there's been some talk of him visiting Penn State as early as this weekend or early next week. Florida State and some other programs like that have been in contact. So I think he's going to be able to find another Power Four school. It's just a matter of will it end up being a Big Ten school that's maybe not seen as quite the same level school or whatever as Tennessee, or is it going to be somewhere like a Penn State or Florida State? You know, that remains to be seen, but I think he's going to be able to find somewhere pretty good that he'll be able to start next year.
Ryan Callahan is our guest, Go Vols 24/7. You can follow him on X at Ryan Callahan 247. Ryan, we haven't talked much baseball with all the football and basketball going on, but a huge series starting tonight with Tennessee and Kentucky. It's, you know, you look at where the Vols have been through the season, they've kind of really started to get hot at the right time. How do you handicap this series? It's pretty exciting stuff going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Tennessee feels pretty good about where things are right now. You know, they've had some pitching hiccups at times this season. I think they feel like they've gotten that straightened out a little bit. The offense has been there all year. I mean, the power numbers this team has put up have just been ridiculous. So it's a team that definitely, you know, has reasonable expectations again of potentially being able to make a run in June and have a chance to play for some pretty big things. But yeah, this weekend, obviously a big challenge. To have to go on the road in the SEC anytime is a challenge. In Kentucky, 14-1 in SEC play, leading the division. Tennessee 10-5. So it should be a really good one, and definitely a big challenge for Tennessee. You know, a good litmus test to kind of see where they are, because again, they have had some hiccups here and there. Last weekend, you know, it's funny, that was one of the most anticipated series of the season. Ticket prices were through the roof months ago, and Tennessee took care of LSU in a sweep, and LSU's got a pretty terrible conference record now. So it's funny how things work out. But, yeah, this trip to Kentucky in April, you know, might be the series of the year so far for Tennessee, and obviously a lot on the line, and we'll see kind of how they measure up to a team that's currently got the best record in the conference.
Yeah, is Kentucky really that good? I haven't really seen much of them. Have you seen much of them?
I haven't, and that's we'll see, I guess. You know,
yeah,
they've played you know, enough good teams that you certainly can't discount them. But I think this will be a real test for them, obviously, to face a team with the kind of firepower Tennessee has. So I think they're a good team. You know, are they a College World Series team? I think this weekend will probably give us a better idea of kind of how they measure up there. But you know, anytime you're 14-1 in SEC play, that certainly means something with the depth of that conference in baseball.
Men's basketball, Ryan, obviously, you know, we've seen, you know, some players leave the program with the transfer portal or whatever. How committed do you think Barnes is to, you know, kind of restocking the shelves and going for a rebuild after such a great run this year, getting to the Elite Eight? I mean, Barnes is still a really good coach, as we've seen, but, you know, he's not, you know, he's no spring chicken. Not to age anybody out. I'm just, you know, I hope that came out right.
Yeah, no, I think that's always a fair question, and he is I think he is pretty committed to still trying to piece things together and be able to make another run next year. You know, hearing him talk yesterday, you know, it sounded like there were still some, you know, maybe not hard feelings or however you want to put it, but you know, clearly wasn't thrilled that Jonas Adu had left the program. You know, the way that he did was sort of no indication that there was any sort of problem or concern on his end. Before he decided to enter the transfer portal, had a surprisingly short or an unusually short answer by Rick Barnes' standards when he was asked about Adu's decision to leave. So clearly, you know, left the door open for Tobey Awaka to return. You know, we'll see what happens there with him in the transfer portal still. But that's they're doing their best to kind of patch things together, and already a nice nice addition out of the transfer portal with Hofstra transfer Darlinstone Dubar, fantastic name, of course.
What's the name again?
It's Darlinstone Dubar.
Wow.
And Darlinstone is the first name.
So I can just imagine like Marv Albert calling one of his games. And Darlinstone Dubar getting the step. Anyway.
And watching some of the clips from Hofstra, I believe they called him D-Stone, which is even more fun. So that people are going to have a lot of fun with that name, I think. But he's a he's a proven scorer, a wing that kind of does some of the same things that Dalton Knecht did. I don't think you can ever fully expect to replace a guy like that, but he is another scoring wing that shoots well from the perimeter, has some pretty good length. He's listed at 6'8 in some places, but he's really, I think, closer to 6'5 and a half, 6'6, but a guy who's definitely tall enough to help out with rebounding and things like that, mm-hmm. in addition to just driving the lane. So he's, I think it's a nice pickup for them, but they've got some more work to do, obviously, to patch things up. And the big thing is starting with the post. You know, what do they get done there, and does Tobe Awaka end up returning?
Ryan, any buzz in the women's program on the basketball side?
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of work to do for Kim Caldwell. It sounds like off to a pretty good start. They're certainly looking in the transfer portal for some immediate help there, and hosting some visitors and doing what they can to get things ready for next season. But yeah, I think they're optimistic based on what they've the feedback they've gotten so far. I think there is some buzz around the program now, and I'm seeing it right now. Just a lot of fan interest that maybe has been revived with this hire. It's funny, an unproven coach. You know, we talked about it at the time. In a lot of ways, unproven just at this level, and yet just because of the style of basketball she plays, and sort of the perception of Danny White's ability to find coaches like this from sort of lower levels sometimes. I think there is a lot of excitement about what she can bring to the program. So we'll see what they're able to get done this offseason, but they're certainly scouring the transfer portal and looking for some help to patch things up going into the season and play a different brand of basketball where they're going to be pressing all the time and shooting a lot of threes and playing much more up-tempo than what we're used to seeing.
Ryan, as always, thanks for the time and the knowledge. We appreciate it. Have a good weekend, okay?
You too. Thanks a lot.
All right, Ryan Callahan, Go Vols 24/7. Your phone calls from now until the top of the hour, 615-844-5600, WNSR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my entire family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPD LLC.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Tony Pollard is younger. He's 3.5 years younger than Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You're getting him in his prime. And as Adam just stated, you're not asking him to be a bell cow. You've got Spears and Pollard.
Yep.
That's where the league is today.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Coming to you from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios, we've got Braves baseball tonight, 6:05 pregame. A three-game set with the Texas Rangers, 6:05 tonight, 6:05 tomorrow night, 5:55 on Sunday. Is that right? Oh, was that Sunday night baseball? Rangers-Braves?
Yes.
Gotta be, yeah. Well, speaking of the Rangers, our old buddy Jack Leiter, the former Vandy boy, made his major league debut for the Texas Rangers in Detroit yesterday, and let's just say it could have went better.
A couple guys hit on him.
A little bit.
May have been the second most runs in franchise history.
Here's his line. 3 2/3 innings, 8 hits, 7 runs, all earned, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. His ERA, 17.18. So it can only get better.
Welcome to the show.
Listen,
Jack.
I think Jack's going to be a terrific starter in Major League Baseball. Probably was a little nervous. I mean, who knows, you know. But the good news is the Rangers did beat the Tigers 9-7, so mm-hmm. they picked him up. He got a no decision,
yep.
So he's still 0-0. He's 0-0 with a 17.18 ERA.
He struck out his first batter, and after that, they got the
little
bat
bit.
On the ball a little,
little
bit.
Bit.
That's fine.
Bit.
That's fine.
You know, you're going to have that.
Yes.
You know, we still believe in...
he's a Vanderbilt man, so we'll let him off.
Exactly. You know, we still got love for Uncle Jack, so we're excited about it. Excited about him, but, you know, hey, listen, you got the first one out of the way. Vandy boys with a nice series-opening win over Florida yesterday at the Hawk, 10-5. Big day for R.J. Austin, 3 hits, drove in a bunch of runs, and he was a single shy of the cycle. And I don't know if you caught my sportscast last night, but I did my intro saying... you know, Corbs was a little salty yesterday when he was on with us because we kept asking about what happened with Texas A&M. And, you know, remember what he said? He's like, it's 3 games. It's over. We're moving on to Florida.
Yeah, I mean,
And his players responded. So that was good to see.
Yeah, I hate to take any credit, John, but those,
I'll take full credit. You and I take full credit.
Yeah, the questions we asked.
Those
we
tough questions we asked him yesterday.
We got Coach Wright in line, and they started hitting homers last night. So,
listen.
Tony, you are welcome.
Yeah, Here's what he told the team yesterday. Listen, I got those clowns, Burton and Cook, yeah. grilling me about what happened last week in Texas A&M. You go out there and play the way you're capable of playing, and look what happened. So you're welcome, Coach.
Yep.
So, you know, it's no need to thank us, Coach, but you're welcome.
Just go ahead and get the ring sizes ready. we'll send ours in, John. That's right. We'll submit them to Vandy headquarters, and we'll get them shortly.
Yeah. Game 2 coming up tonight at the Hawk as the Vandy boys go for the series win over the Gators. Right now, we go to the phones.
And now it's time for the NFL Roundup with our guy, Eric.
And that music can only mean one thing. It is time to go around that ass in a football leg. What's up, Eric?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm going to talk a little bit about the NFL and the NBA, John, but I've got to ask you this question, you and Pat. Did you hear about the incident that happened with Jacksonville Jaguars GM Trent Baalke?
I didn't. Did you, Pat?
I did.
What happened?
He farted at his press conference.
Yeah. I heard
like audibly,
it was
like,
wow. Yes.
Yeah,
he heard it in the background.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah. And he said, basically, excuse me. But, yeah, that happened. That's
well,
what I was asking
you know.
That. Yeah.
And just kept going, too. Everybody does it.
Yeah. Okay, so now on to NFL and the NBA. As far as the NBA, I mean NFL, excuse me, John, I'm hearing rumors about what the Giants are going to do with that pick. Some are saying they ought to take the quarterback, J.J. McCarthy. Other people are saying Malik Nabers. I definitely think they should take Neighbors. If they're going to draft the quarterback, do it later. because you still need weapons, especially after losing Saquon Barkley and this offensive line. It's just, is that what you think, John, that that's what they should do?
I think if you're going to get a quarterback, trade up with New England, get in a three spot, take the guy you want, or like you said, stay at six, take Neighbors or Dunze, who's ever available, and get a quarterback maybe in the second round or second or third rounds. I mean, you either got to go all in for a guy you think could be your future franchise quarterback or leave it alone till next year, because I just McCarthy doesn't do it for me. Sorry. He just doesn't. I would rather have Daniels or Drake May.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just don't see all the love with J.J. McCarthy, because even Kurt Warner, said that this morning, I heard him talking about quarterback. He just, you know, he hasn't seen enough of it. And I just don't know why all these people are slurping on him, because you're basically, as a GM, betting your career on J.J. McCarthy, and I would not draft him as high.
Yeah, that's a bit risky for Shane to do. But if he, like you said, the Patriots have said, hey, we're open for business, so... You know, I know it's going to take a lock to move up there because you're presumably going to pick a quarterback, but, you know, you got to do it. You need a quarterback. You can't win in this league without a quarterback.
Yeah, the price of your franchise quarterback is priceless.
And I know the Giants, believe me, I'm a Giants fan. I know they have a lot of other holes to fill, but, you know, if there's a guy that you like and you think, you know, can be your guy, go get him. Do whatever it takes. That's my opinion.
Yeah. And, John, as far as the NBA, a couple of NBA things. First of all, your Knicks are playing my Sixers. I unfortunately think the Knicks are going to win, even though I'm a big Philadelphia 76ers fan. I just do not know how healthy Joel Embiid is, because even though they won the other night against the Heat, he kind of struggled, and unless he can really step up.
Well, not only is he banged up, he's a little bit out of shape, it would appear. He was sucking wind on the other night.
Yeah, he's about 60-70%, so I do like your Knicks to beat my Sixers.
Well, I hope you're
right. Against Denver and the Lakers, I'll say this. I still think Denver's going to win the series. I would be surprised if they sweep the Lakers again. I don't see that.
They're not going to sweep. They'll win the series. They're not going to get they're not going to sweep.
He thinks it'll go 6 or 7. I don't know if it's going to go 7. I think the Lakers will get at least one. It wouldn't surprise me if they get 2, but I think the first I see it going is Denver winning in like 6, but I still think they're the better team, but we'll see. Guys, y'all take care and have a great weekend.
Thanks, man. You okay over there?
Yeah, we're fine. Just a resemblance of Greg Poe gripping the mic off the stand. Here I am.
All right.
Just
holding
it.
Well, we'll take a break. You get that fixed. Where'd Kevin go?
He hung up. He couldn't dare wait.
He's probably still crying in his eggs over Steph Curry not being in the playoffs. It's all right, Mulehead. We're here for you. WNSR.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. Package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. Visit starleasing.com to learn more.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
JB and the General.
Really, I'd say if a move isn't made within the next 48 hours after the season's conclusion, maybe that's your answer.
There, yeah, I agree. If this is not immediate, because it shouldn't have to be anything Candace has to think about. You know, she should be all in one way or the other. He's coming back or he's gone. Like, that decision should already be made. I think that's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Patton, you got issues, brother. What is going on over there?
Disaster has struck. That's all there is to it.
You got some microphone issues there. All right, we'll try to get that fixed. Meantime, let's check in with Kevin in Muletown. Hi, Muley.
How we doing?
Doing good, man. What's up? Have you gotten over the heartbreak and devastation of your teddy bear and the Warriors not being in the playoffs?
No.
I don't blame you, Kevin.
No, I haven't.
We're here for you, buddy. Lean on us.
But sorry I had to drop off there earlier.
All good?
Yeah. I think, you know, you guys are talking about
I see what you did there.
Denver Lakers. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes seven because, you know, the NBA, they're going to just give LeBron all the calls.
That's right. As well they should. That's right. That's right. Yes.
They're going to want to put him on TV as long as they can.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Jordan got calls back in the day. LeBron gets calls. Kevin? I once saw a playoff series, game one of a playoff series, Atlanta Hawks versus Chicago Bulls. It's probably 97, 98. I can't remember. And it was a close game. It was in Chicago, obviously. It was a close game, and I think the Bulls were up by one or two, and the Hawks had the ball in the final seconds trying to get a shot off to win it, steal game one. Mookie Blaylock was the point guard for the Hawks. He comes into the front court, and Jordan literally just pushed him out of bounds, and the referee blew the whistle and pointed Chicago ball, and the Bulls ran out the clock and won.
It's amazing. Back in the day, man, I remember seeing Robert Parrish throw a punch and connect with Bill Laimbeer.
Oh yeah,
and stayed in the game.
Yeah.
They didn't kick him out of the game.
All out brawl. You know, they're rolling around on the ground. Right, they separate him. Referee goes, technical here, one shot. Technical here, one shot. Play on. No ejections. Nothing.
Yep. Yep, and now if you push too hard, they go to the film, you know, and they go to the monitor, and you get kicked
out. It's a flagrant one.
Bounce pass to the ref a little too hard, you're out of there.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Except the one female official that Luca was hitting on a couple of years ago. Did you ever see that footage, Kevin?
I don't remember that one.
Well, he went up to her, and you can find it on YouTube, and they, they had the closed captioning, and he said, you know, I can't believe you called that foul on me. And she's like, what foul? He's like, the foul. She's like, what foul? He's like, fouling in love with you. And her face turned red, and she was batting her eyes.
Well, speaking of Luka, who's going to win the MVP? Do you think Luka has a shot?
No, man. Joker is like minus a billion to win the MVP. It's going to be Joker again.
Yeah, man, They need to give somebody else, man. Lucas had a hell of a year.
Yeah,
man.
He's a terrific player.
So is Alexander. All right, I hear the music, man. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Muley. We'll talk to you. All right. Coming up, John Glennon from the Nashville Post will join us at 10:25. We'll talk more. Preds, Canucks, the schedule's out. Preds fans, I want to hear from you. Hour number two coming up, WNSR.
Special report from ABC News. Israel retaliates. I'm Sherry Preston. Israel striking back against Iran. A senior U.S. official telling ABC News that Israel launched retaliatory strikes inside Iran overnight, nearly a week after Iran launched more than 300 missiles and drones against Israel. Iran said it considered the matter settled, but warned that it won't hesitate to respond further if there is another offensive. In Tel Aviv, here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Iran very quickly went from there was some sort of explosion in and around Isfahan to saying, hey, everything's okay. There were no casualties. There's no damage. It's business as usual. They're not even accusing Israel of this attack. They're saying it was from some inside infiltrators in Iran. Israel has said absolutely nothing. And I was texting with the Israeli military at 4 a.m. local. Everybody was awake. Nobody was writing us back.
Isfahan, a central Iranian city home to a military base and a nuclear facility. No reported damage. This is ABC News.
Get ready for grilling season with the Burger Perfection Flight for just $89.99 when you shop OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code QUALITY at checkout. That's 24 rich and juicy Omaha Steaks pure ground burgers. They're guaranteed to deliver an explosive combination of tenderness, juiciness, and unmatched quality. Each 6-ounce burger is guaranteed to satisfy with every bite. That's OmahaSteaks.com, QUALITY at checkout to unlock this exclusive deal. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
And now, Veterans Restoration is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit DAV.org and consider donating to the disabled U.S. veterans who need our help. This message is brought to you by Veterans Restoration, serving Middle Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. For residential or commercial, fire, water, or storm damage restoration, give the pros a call today at 615-838-8407. 615-838-8407. That's Veterans Restoration. They're professionals who care.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's Melindas.com. Melinda's.com.
And now, Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways and keep an eye out for motorcycles and never drink and drive. This message is brought to you by locally owned and operated Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, our full-service body shop. So give the pros a call today at 615-593-5699. 615-593-5699. That's Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, going the extra mile for safety. They're professionals who care.
Welcome back for the second hour of JB and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Hour number two of our radio program on a Friday. John Burton, the General, Patton Cook. Are you growing a beard?
No, I really meant to shave last night, but got home from work a little late. Didn't end up doing it.
Gotcha.
Doing that after.
Okay. Show. Anyway, we're coming to you from
Believe
the
Believe me, John, there is absolutely no beard to be grown here. It is pure scruff and blonde, disgusting filth. I will just leave
you
it
going
there.
For the George Michael look, maybe? You're too young to remember George Michael.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
All right. I think there's a Wham documentary on Netflix. I got to watch that. I know. Don't judge me. Anyway, we're coming to you from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Great to be with you on a Friday. The Predator schedule is out against the Canucks. Game one, Sunday night, 9 o'clock in Vancouver. So good luck with that. Game two, Tuesday, 9 o'clock in Vancouver. Game three will be here at Bridgestone Arena. A week from tonight, 6:30 start. Note the start time, 6:30 start for that game. So John Glennon from the Nashville Post, who covers the Titans and Preds, also from the Titans, Believe in Titans podcast. He's going to join us at 10:25 to help us break down this series. We got some phone calls. We got some texts. What do you want to go to first, Patton?
One quick text here and then we'll go to Tony. Sam texted in, of course, talking about Jack Leiter making his debut in the majors. His triple that he gave up should have been caught by the center fielder. Jack's stats would have looked much better if the ball was caught. So
okay.
A little little nugget in there.
I mean who sent that in?
Sam.
Thank you, Sam. But I mean that and 350 will get you a coffee at Starbucks. I don't know what to tell you. So, you know. Tony in Nolensville joins us. Tony.
Good morning, guys, and good morning, John.
Good morning, Tony.
Hey, I gotta echo Sam right there. I said the same thing. The guy makes the play. It's the third out. The score was 7-4 Rangers, and he comes in, and he's probably going to get to go back out in the fifth. I got to echo on Sam's side right there.
Okay, Tony, but I got three words for you, and I got three words for Sam. Are you ready? That's baseball, Susan. Shout out to John Sterling, the legendary Yankee announcer who retired this week. He's going to get honored tomorrow at the stadium when the Yankees play the Rays. So, you know, that's all I have to say about that, man. That's baseball, Susan.
All right. Thank you, Karen.
Touché.
I love it. I love it. Kudos to the Commodores last night. The Bandy Boys bouncing back in home fashion.
Yeah, and style. Patton and I are taking full credit for that because we asked the tough questions like you wanted us to.
You did.
And Corb's got the boys fired up.
And Baxter got them swinging for the fences.
Yeah.
I love it.
Good to see R.J. Austin have a good game, man. That guy is...
Quite... Man, I was hoping he was going to get that cycle.
How about watching him run the bases... How about watching him leg out that stand-up triple that drove in two? That kid can fly.
He can fly. He's got some good speed. Him and I believe little Humphreys, I believe boy's name Humphreys. We got a real good base runner that comes in, does some pinch running sometimes. But yeah, they got some wheels when they put it together. Like we said yesterday, you know, a lot of baseball. It's all in front of them. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Eastern Division, everybody has got to play everybody now that's in the upper echelon of it. It's gonna be a fun next 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, listen, sure. It's gonna be a fun weekend watching Kentucky play Tennessee. That's gonna be
absolutely. Yep. You're right about that. You're right, Patton.
Yes.
Did you get the alumni magazine yet from Austin Peay?
I don't believe I have.
Okay. They've got an article in there. And John, I think y'all did a story on the young man named Emmanuel. I can't recall his last name. He's the one-arm basketball
yes.
player.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Guys, he gets $1.2 million in the NIL money. And he's one of the higher-paid basketball players on that level, or they say in the country. He gets money from Gatorade, Oakley, and several other entities.
He's probably got a shoe deal working, I would guess.
And, well, one of them, John, he did a, he was one of the cast members, or however you want to say it, that The Rock got to be a participant in him promoting his sports drink, The Rock sports drink.
Oh, yeah? That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about
and
that.
And that's pretty cool. Now, I thought, boy, now that's a great human interest story. The young man lost his arm during a childhood accident.
Yeah.
And
to
watch him play, for all the listeners that haven't, and I know, you know, not everybody's Austin Peay fans to get that, but if you want to see an interesting, outstanding guy to go play and not let, if you want to call it a deficiency, hold him back, check out Austin Peay's next basketball season and watch this young man. He's really, I think, John, isn't he like the fifth or Patton? You might know even more. The fifth or sixth man off the bench.
Yeah, and he is easily the most athletic and the best defender on Austin Peay's team, and that's
with one arm.
I saw him live play against Lipscomb, and it's kind of unbelievable to say, but he got his hand to every single ball. It seemed like on every possession. He was incredible.
He's got a knack for the ball. He really does. But I wanted to touch on that because I thought it was great. We always talk about all this crazy, bad stuff and everything, but that's a great human interest story. And,
absolutely.
And, just wanted to say, and John, if y'all could ever go back to it one day, maybe want to run that back, either on the sports line or something like that. But I think it was a great, great piece that y'all did on it.
Thank you for this.
Have a great weekend. Let's see what this baseball turns out this weekend. Go Preds. I think everybody kind of knew they were going to be traveling. So let's see what they do.
Okay, Tony, and thank you for the suggestion, as always. the NFL draft less than a week away, and Jimmy Wyatt with an interesting conversation with Mark Domenech.
It's all this.
Former NFL GM, longtime NFL scout.
On Sirius XM.
Yeah. He had something interesting to say. He basically said, don't be surprised if at 7... even if Joe Alt is on the board, Rand Carthon bypasses Alt or a wide receiver and takes Brock Bowers, the tight end out of Georgia. Thoughts, Patton Cook?
Yeah, I saw this yesterday. And
what do you make of that?
About crashed my car whenever. no, I wasn't driving when I saw it.
I was going to say, you weren't driving and browsing.
Never. But yeah. Surprised me. Absolutely. And
that's got to be coming from somewhere.
Yeah, I was about to say, for him
it just popped into Mark Domenech's head.
No, I don't think Rand Carthon necessarily told him that, but I'd say somebody within the Titans have said they're taking a serious look at Brock Bowers. Then again,
would you be okay with that?
If Malik Nabers and Joe Alt and Brock Bowers are there and they go Brock Bowers, I won't be throwing anything. I won't be throwing my chair through my TV on the wall necessarily. But I'll be a little disappointed because I think there are bigger needs elsewhere. And although you're maybe more set at the wide receiver position than tight end, after I toss it to you, John, I've written down some stats on tight ends that have been drafted in the first round, and it's a huge risk. And at number 7, you've got a chance to have a pretty solidified starter for the next 10 years right away in Joe Alt. But it is one of those where you look at what this offense is going to be. Brock Bowers is a bona fide wide receiver. So there is kind of perspective behind it. You're going to be throwing the ball a lot more. It's not going to be the prototypical Titans offense the past really 25 years. So that's my thoughts. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, but I'd be – it's a risk. It's as much of a risk as taking Will Levis to me at whatever pick they were last year.
Yeah, top of the second round. That's not as risky.
No, but in the first round, like if that was all the talk, are you going to take Will Levis at X? I can't remember what pick they were last year, but to me that's risky, taking a tight end that high.
Also, is that an indictment on Chigakonkwo? I mean, you know, that's a question you have to ask yourself too. I mean, I just have a hard time believing if Ault is on the board at 7 that the Titans won't take him. Because hasn't this entire offseason been about A, getting Will Levis protection, and B, getting him weapons? I mean, that's, yeah, obviously, you know, you have holes on, they addressed the secondary. They got two good corners now. You know, they've addressed middle linebacker. You know, they've tightened up, or at least on paper, you know, tightened up some areas. No pun intended. Tighten up, everybody.
Well, there we go.
You know, when you have a chance to get a stud left tackle for your second year quarterback, I got, they need a, what, they need a left tackle. They need a right tackle. I just,
you've got the chance to get the best tackle available at 7.
I just have a hard time believing that if Ault is on the board, that Carthon would bypass him to take a tight end. Maybe a wide receiver. I'll listen to that. But for a tight end, and I like Bowers a lot. I think he's going to be a terrific NFL tight end. I really do. But, man, you know, that this is a golden opportunity, like you said, to provide protection for your young quarterback. I can't see it happening.
Call me Dan Patrick. This is your stat of the day, John Burton. And feel
stat
free
of the
to...
day, stat of the day. Well, that's, bump, this, bump. That's Dan Le Batard with his father. Here comes the stat of the day.
Here is, and you can use this on the broadcast tonight, John, if you'd like.
Oh, I'll steal. You know, I steal everything.
10 years, in the past 10 years, 9 tight ends have been taken in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Of those, 0 have been all pro.
Wow.
Only one of those has been a 1,000-yard receiver.
Mm.
1 of 9 have gotten second contracts with their team that were drafted.
I sense a pattern here, Patton Cook.
There is a pattern. And not a good one. Not a good one to take it.
I'm trying to remember the last tight end that was taken in the first round that really made an impact and was like, you know, got all pro consideration and Pro Bowls. Really, I got to go back to 2002 when the Giants drafted Jeremy Shockey out of Miami. You remember Kellen Winslow Jr. was taken by the Browns in 2004 when Ben Roethlisberger was still on the board, by the way, and they bypassed him to take Kellen Winslow the second, and obviously he had, you know, he had injuries, and then he's had some serious issues off the field that I don't even want to get into. You can Google it if you want to, but I wouldn't suggest you do it at work. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not good. No. Not good at all. I mean, really bad. That's the last tight end. I mean, was Jimmy Graham a first-round pick? Gronk wasn't a first-round pick.
Gronk was not. T.J. Hockenson is that one who has a 1,000-yard
receiver. That's
right.
The Lions
receiver.
The Lions took him in the first round, right?
And he is not
and
due,
they traded him to Minnesota.
Correct. He is not due for his second contract just yet. But Vernon Davis was the 6th overall pick in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I mean, I'm going Dallas Clark in 03 was pick number 24.
Okay, now he was really good on those Colts teams. He was a nice safety valve, reliable target for Peyton Manning during their Colts run.
But I,
yeah,
it's, to
but
me,
I, but I see your point and I get your point
because I know it's apples and oranges, different players. They're going to play. One's going to play on the line more than this guy did. Kyle Pitts. I looked at that kid, John. And
oh,
I said,
my God. I thought he was going to rip up the league.
If there's ever going to be a tight end or a draft pick that will absolutely not fail, it would be him.
Right.
And he has been nothing in the NFL. Now, some of that's Atlanta. Some of that's him.
Yeah.
I am
surprised Art did not find a way to turn that guy loose
totally.
When he was head coach at Atlanta.
And he not for the lack of trying either. They tried to get him the football, but they brought in Jonnu Smith off the street, and he became the better tight end in Atlanta.
It's amazing how that works. So, but your point is well taken about tight ends taken in the first round. And, yeah, they're kind of like running backs. You can get a good one in the later to middle rounds.
I will say this, though. Rand Carthon has built himself some credit in the bank. Mm-hmm. If John Robinson did that...
knowing you, you'd be running his ass out of town.
Yeah,
bro.
I might be taken off the air the day after that draft.
Our FCC license would be in serious jeopardy.
No, I just would call him a coward again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, anyway. you called Amy a coward. Yeah. You've since walked that back, by the way.
I have, for the record. Amy, you don't need to remove my seat from Nissan Stadium. No need for that.
No, dude, you were...
And I was wrong, all right?
Your stuff was running hot that day, man. You were on. Greg and I were just looking at each other like, this guy is cooking right now.
I was a little off base. I've learned maybe that first day, just sit back, Pat.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Just lay out. Just kind of see how it plays out. Give yourself a day or two to kind of, absorb it. Think it through, but that's why we're fans. Fans are right. Fan is short for fanatic. We're nuts.
We live and learn.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a Yankee fan. They got the best record in baseball. They went up to Toronto and lost two straight. I was like, what the heck's going on here?
Yeah.
So, and a season that has 162 games.
Exactly.
that's just how we are. All right. When we come back, we're going to check in with John Glennon from the Nashville Post and the Believe in Titans podcast. He covers the Preds and the Titans for the Post. Get his thoughts on the series between the Predators and the Vancouver Canucks. Game one coming up Sunday night, 9 o'clock in British Columbia. Stick around, WNSR.
Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them... Play your lucky numbers today with 3 daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, moolah-making fun. Please play responsibly.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up, and if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
The Atlanta Braves are back with a loaded roster of young talent and some new faces in the A. It's going to be another wild season.
3-1 hit high in the air to deep center field.
Here it comes. Home run right over the wall.
Tonight, the defending world champions roll into Truist Park as the Braves take on the Texas Rangers in Atlanta.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JV and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
Welcome back, Friday edition. JB and the General, WNSR, coming to you from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Joining us now, friend of show from the Nashville Post and the Believe in Titans podcast, the great John Glennon. John, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm swell.
Good. Good to hear. I'm just fine. Thanks for asking. Oh, Johnny, it all begins Sunday night, Preds, Canucks, the schedule not exactly convenient in a lot of areas, at least the first two games, 9 p.m., I believe both nights, right, Sunday and Tuesday?
Correct, yep.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Yeah, when you size up this matchup, you know, there's so many different ways we can go. Well, let's first talk about the Preds, and we've actually touched on this a lot. I know the fact that it feels like they're ahead of schedule. It looked like they were dead in water after that 9-2 loss to Dallas. They go on the franchise record 18-game point streak, and you know, here they are back in the playoffs. And you know, talking to the players and just seeing, you know, their body language, it really feels like this is a team that is having fun playing with each other, and B, kind of feels like, hey, we're playing with house money. We're going to go out there and play and see what happens. What say you?
I think that's probably fair to say. I don't think there's a ton of pressure on this team. You know, this is Andrew Burnett's first year as a coach. You know, nobody or you know, I would say very few people picked this team to be in the playoffs. It's not necessarily a roster that's laden with stars that everyone is expecting a deep run. But nonetheless, you know, you'd probably have a difficult time finding a team that's been more consistently good over the past couple of months than the Predators. You know, I think sort of the secondhand scuttlebutt you hear coming out of Vancouver is that, you know, they were really kind of hoping that they'd wind up playing the Predators. They may be a little bit surprised, you know, by what they encounter. I mean, you know, the Canucks did win that season series 3-0 over the Predators, but you know, two of those games were October. One of them was in December. You know, that was eons ago for this Predators team that is playing so much better right now. So, I think the Predators are a very confident group right now. As I said, you know, it's been a team that's been playing well consistently over these last several weeks, you know, it's not the kind of team where maybe we might have seen the last couple of years from the Preds that, sure, they were capable of beating, you know, good teams from time to time, but really a lot of that was hinged on whether UC Saros was having a great game or not. That's not necessarily the case right now. You know, the Predators are scoring well, they're defending well, and Saros is a part of that team. So I think, you know, this is a Preds team that could be lively in this first round.
Yeah, it should be interesting. And like you said, the Canucks are an excellent team. They got guys that can really fill it up. JT Miller, 103 points. Quinn Hughes, 92 points. Brock Besser, 40 goals on the season. But it appears to me, if the Preds have an edge in this series, it would be goaltending. Would you agree with that?
Probably so. Yeah, you know, I think UC Saros' track record is longer and better than Thatcher Demko's is, certainly. And then you look at the fact, too, that Thatcher Demko, he's had a very good season overall, but he is also, you know, just returning from an injury that kept him out about 5 weeks. You know, he had a knee injury, and returned only 2 games ago. And I think he's looked, you know, the numbers have been pretty solid in the first 2 games that he returned. But still, you know, that's a lot of time to be out, and you know, maybe there's a little bit more rust than Thatcher Demko would like to have going into the playoffs. But certainly UC Saros is a guy that we have seen raise his level to one of the elites on the NHL level on a regular basis. Again, Thatcher Demko's had a good year, but I'm not sure he can, flash the resume of UC Saros.
John, how, in your opinion, if the Preds were to win this series, how would it happen?
Well, I think they've probably got to find a way to kind of at least contain the big guns of Vancouver. Usually you see that JT Miller and Brock Besser on one line together, and that's been, certainly the best Vancouver offensive line. So I think the Preds will have to find a way to kind of try to neutralize that as best as possible. I suspect we'll see, probably a combination of two Preds lines, maybe getting some time against that top line. One would be the Cole Smith, Michael McCarron, Keeper Sherwood line,
mm-hmm.
Kind of the hard-hitting, aggressive forechecking, some pretty good speed on that line. And then maybe the other line, too, the Jason Zucker, Colton Sissons, Mark Jankowski. I think, if they can, again, you're not going to shut those guys down, but if you can kind of neutralize them a little bit, I think that'll go a long way in giving the Preds an advantage. I certainly think, when you look at other scorers, you talked about Quinn Hughes, the great Vancouver defenseman who's the odds-on for the Norris Trophy probably. But if Roman Josi can kind of balance him out in terms of, offensive contributions for the team, I think that'll go a long way as well. And, maybe one, category that the Preds can have some success in as well. The Preds, had a pretty good end to the season on the power play.
Yeah.
I think over the last three games, I think they went 5 for 7 on the power play. And Vancouver's penalty kill is I think somewhere around 20th in the league. Not the best. And we all know how important every single goal is in the playoffs. If you can have a little bit of edge in the special teams, I think that's big as well, and that could give the Preds another advantage.
John, they haven't played the Canucks in 2024. How much can you take of the three games they played them earlier in the year?
I don't think much, honestly. Mm. I think the main reason for that is that, as we touched on before, obviously this is Andrew Burnett's first year. He had a very different system. A very different scheme coming in. And I think it took a while for the Predators to adjust to it, to get every little nuance down and really understand what Andrew Burnett wanted. And I still think in the, back when they played the Canucks, even last in December, I don't think it was quite there. You look at the record that the Preds were, after they lost to the Canucks in December, they were 18-14. Since then, they've gone 29-16-5, and we all know about the 18-game point streak as well. So I think it's a much different Predators team. I'm not saying the roster is full of new names by any stretch since the last time the team's played. But I think the Predators are much more confident in their system, playing much better overall. So I really think you can toss those results out. Maybe this plays into the Predators' hands. Maybe in the back of Vancouver's minds, they're saying, oh, all right, yeah, we got the Preds coming in. We played them. We beat them fairly handily in all three games.
Hmm.
Maybe that's a little edge for the Preds, too, and thinking, hey, we got to show these guys, the team that we've become since the last time we met as well.
Johnny Glennon is our guest from the Nashville Post, covers the Preds and the Titans as we preview Predators Canucks first round of the NHL Western Conference playoffs. All right, John, you mentioned some key players, obviously, guys that need to, be themselves in this series for the Preds. Obviously, Forsberg, Josi, Ryan O'Reilly, Nyquist. Who might be an unsung player, maybe a guy we're not talking about that, either could step up and help them win this series or needs to step up to help them win this series?
Yeah, well, a lot of times in series, not every time, but mm-hmm. a lot of times, opposing teams can find a way to kind of you know, maybe neutralize a top line, you know, lessen the impact of a top line because right. you really get detailed about the X's and O's. And certainly the Predators have had great, great contributions from their top line of Forsberg, O'Reilly, and Nyquist. But they'll need more than just those three guys. And I'm really interested in seeing, you know, like a couple of the youngsters up front there for the Preds. You know, especially that line, Beauvillier, who's not a youngster, he was added in the you know trade this year. But Tommy Novak and Luke Evangelista, you know, going into their first NHL playoffs, interested to see what they can bring. Because, you know, those are two guys, offensive-minded guys, creative guys. Again, if that first line, you know, has any issues producing a lot, then the Predators are going to have to turn to these guys and say, hey, we need some offensive production from you. We understand it's your first time in the NHL playoffs, but you better grow up quick in that respect because everybody needs to chip in. And those two guys, I think in particular, you know, are really going to be counted on.
Johnny, I think I read this right. Vancouver finished 10th in power play percentage. I know it goes without saying for any game, but especially in the playoffs, Preds got to stay out of the box.
Absolutely do. You know, and as is often talked about, you know, it's one thing if you're in the defensive zone and you feel like there might be a goal-scoring opportunity about to be created for the opponent. You know, and you wind up holding or hooking or slashing. You don't like those penalties, but you can take them. What the Predators really need to avoid is some of the penalties we saw from time to time throughout the season that are committed more in the offensive zone. You know, maybe a hold or a hook or a trip. You know, 150 or 200 feet away from your own goal. Those are the ones that kind of drive you a little nuts and you know can be frustrating as well. And as you mentioned, John, it's a good power play. And if the Canucks are playing at home in those first two games, you know, get a power play goal or two, get the crowd really involved. You know, all of a sudden you're facing a pretty stiff challenge. So certainly important. And again, I say, you know, one thing for those defensive zone penalties. Another one if you're battling an opponent behind the Vancouver net, be disciplined. Don't let yourself, you know, hook or hold in that circumstance because that's a real killer.
John, do you give predictions on series that you cover?
Oh, let's see. I haven't yet. I could probably take I really think it's going to be, you know, a very competitive series.
I
you know,
agree.
For considering it's a 2-7 basically. You know, I think that I think we could be looking at six or seven games. Maybe I'll reserve my final prediction for a game or for a day or two just before the series gets going.
Fair
enough. I could see it going either way. There's a lot of reasons, you know, and we've discussed a number of them that you know Predators fans should feel pretty good about their team's chance of pulling off an upset here. You know, and that's not to take away from Vancouver. Very good team, but I think the Preds are doing an awful lot of things very well, and I think they have shown over the past few weeks that they can not only compete against some of the elite teams in the NHL, but beat them as well. You know, I think we all remember the last time Winnipeg came in here, and the Preds absolutely dominated a very good Winnipeg team that, you know, just finished a couple points behind the Canucks in the standings and above the Preds, so... You know, I think Nashville is going to give Vancouver, you know, a real run for the money here.
And we know this, John. If the Preds can get out of Vancouver with a split and they come home a week from tonight for game three, you know, Vancouver could be in a little bit of trouble playing two straight in Smashville, which is going to be absolutely berserk and up for grabs.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're going to be rocking on a couple of weekend games Friday night. And a Sunday afternoon as well. And, you know, I think it's always tough, you know, when you're in the favored role, you know, you're expected to hold serve in those first two games.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect it's probably even more, pressure on any Canadian team. We know how big hockey is, obviously, in Canada. It's, you know, what you could call the national sport.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of expectations, a lot of pressure that come after a very good regular season like the Canucks have had. And you know, maybe in that first game, there are a few instances maybe you see where the Canucks are feeling that pressure a little bit. And maybe the Preds can take advantage of that, steal a game up there. And then, as you say, the Preds fans missed out on playoffs last year. So I'm sure they've stored up a year's worth of energy for games next weekend.
Hey, Johnny, before we let you go, quick Titans question. I don't know if you saw Jimmy Wyatt's post about his conversation with Mark Domenech from Sirius NFL Radio, obviously former GM in the league, a longtime NFL scout, basically saying that don't be surprised if Rand Carthon goes with Brock Bowers at 7 next Thursday night, even if Ault or Neighbors would be on the board. I have a hard time believing that. What say you?
Yeah, I actually talked to Domenech as well on that same conference call and kind of went into a little bit more detail on that same topic. But it's a tempting kind of a pathway to go down, because what Domenech is basically saying is there are so many good tackles in the draft, in the first two rounds especially, that, hey, why not get a stud like Brock Bowers, kind of a game changer, and then go back in the second round and still pick up a pretty good, you know, tackle. And first, I kind of found myself thinking, not the worst way to go. I can see that possibility. But then, to me, the more I thought about it, the more, you know, if Joe Ault is everything that everyone seems to say about him, you know, probably a little bit head and shoulders above the other prospects at tackle, it's hard for me to move past him at number 7. Sure, you can say, yeah, we'll just grab a good tackle there in the second round, but you start looking at guys that maybe there are little concerns about, like, hey, this guy was primarily a right tackle in college, but we're going to move him over to left tackle this year, or maybe this guy was better as a run blocker or better as a pass blocker, but we're going to try and even that out. Whereas Ault, you know, again, from what we've heard, seen, read, there don't seem to be a whole lot of deficiencies right now. He, to me, is as best you can get as a plug-and-play starting left tackle, which is a huge need for the Titans. And I find it hard to think they would pass up in that situation. What if a second-round tackle doesn't really pan out? Where are you then? Are you starting Nicholas Petit-Frere, at the beginning of the season at left tackle until your guy comes around? I don't think that's the situation you want to be in. So, tempting as that sounds, I still stick with Ault at number 7 if he's there.
Well, Johnny, my apologies. I didn't realize it was a conference call. I thought it was just like a one-on-one. So didn't want to exclude you from that. I apologize.
Not a problem.
Hey, man, you're the best. I appreciate you. We appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely.
We'll talk again very soon, I'm sure.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Johnny. John Glennon from the Nashville Post covers the Titans and the Preds. Also, the co-host of the Believe in Titans podcast, a wealth of knowledge when it comes to Preds and Titans.
This time of year, it's perfect. Draft time, playoff time.
Yep, he's in high demand.
Yes.
So. All right, what we demand next is your phone call, 615-844-5600. We're here till the top of the hour, WNSR.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop.
the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors LLC is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors LLC. They're professionals who care.
Hey, this is George Plaster. Looking forward to joining the WNSR family Monday, April the 29th with Kelly Holcomb, Watson Brown, and Billy Derrick. We'll continue to broadcast from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue, but now we have the ability to take your phone calls 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 29th. We'll get it started. Hope you'll join us on Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JBE and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
That's going to be a hell of a show, Plaza's first show on the 29th. Man, it's going to have a lot to react to. The NFL draft, the Preds-Canucks series will be in full swing. He's going to have a lot to talk about.
I mean, George must know what he's doing, planning his first show here on these airwaves again.
Not his first rodeo, bro.
No. Or his second.
Or even his third or fourth.
Right.
I've been around a while. I've been around the block. We got Braves baseball tonight on these very airwaves. We got Braves baseball all weekend long, actually. 6:05 pregame tonight. Taking on the defending World Series champion, Texas Rangers. I heard the promo earlier. I had to remind myself that the Rangers won the World Series last year.
Schmitty hasn't let us know in a couple of days.
Yeah, I know.
Schmitty, we need you. Text us.
Yeah.
Love you, Schmitty.
Yeah, we love Schmitty. 6:05 Rangers at the Braves pregame. 6:05 pregame tomorrow as well. And then 5:55 Sunday Night Baseball. You know what I miss? This was before your time, probably. You might have caught a little bit of it. But Sunday Night Baseball with John Miller and Joe Morgan on ESPN. That was the best. I'm John Miller, along with Hall of Famer Joe Morgan. I think they both passed away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I know Joe Morgan did a number of years ago, but that was just on a you know, lazy, hot, humid Sunday night during the summer, just watching a little Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. Those were the days, my friend. I know they still do Sunday Night Baseball, but it used to be...
Carl Ravage.
It used to be a bigger deal back then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
To me, that's everything. Monday Night Football's the same way, John. Yeah. Even for me, I mean, it was bigger with Mike Tirico and John Gruden.
Oh,
all
wow.
Due respect to Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, two fantastic broadcasters.
Right.
But it's not the same, in my opinion.
Bro, I go back to the days of the 70s, okay? With Dandy Don Meredith, Frank Gifford, and Howard Cosell, who knew nothing about football, but don't bother telling him that.
Right.
In his mind, he knew everything about football. This has been a despicable display Oh, my gosh. Everybody in the 70s did a Howard Cosell imitation. So when I was a kid, you know, I was still in elementary school. I had to be in bed by 9 o'clock, Eastern time, obviously, back in the day. Mm. And I made an agreement with my mom. I was allowed to watch the first half of the Monday Night Football game, and then I had to watch Howard Cosell do the halftime highlights. You got to remember, you know, this was pre-cable in my neighborhood, sure. Obviously way, way pre-internet and social media. So, you know, I watched the games that were aired in my region. I didn't see any other games. And so it would be NFL Films highlights voiced by Howard Cosell. And he would make like a week five game seem like the Super Bowl. And here, Tommy Kramer with the pass to Ahmad Rashad. It was Ahmad Rashad, but he called him Ahmad Rashad. But it just felt big.
Right.
Everything felt huge, man, back in the day. Like Monday Night Football. And then that was the early days of Thursday Night Football. Once in a while, you'd get a Thursday night matchup. Mm. And the then Oilers, now Titans, of course, had that great rivalry with the Steelers, 78-79. They were battling for the division title. They met twice in a row in the AFC Championship game. And I just remember those games. And mid-season, they would have a Thursday night game, Steelers at Oilers. And Cosell made it sound like it was the freaking Super Bowl. Because they were two of the better teams in the league. Sure. You know, the Steelers had all their Hall of Famers. You know, Bradshaw, Swan, Stallworth, mm-hmm. Mike Webster, Franco Harris, you know, Jack Ham, Jack Lambert, wow. Mel Blunt, Donnie Shell. I could go on and on and on. And, you know, Houston had Bubba Phillips on the sidelines with the big cowboy hat. And, you know, Earl Campbell running the rock in the backfield. And I think it was either Stabler or Pastorini was the quarterback at the time. And everything just felt larger than life. You know, I'm just a little kid watching this like, oh, my gosh, Thursday night football. This game's so big. You know, I hate to be that guy, but back in my day.
No, it's okay.
It was, you know, it was a lot of fun back then. Monday and Thursday night, occasional Thursday night football. Now it's like, you know, we're so oversaturated. You know, we're going to have a game in Brazil this year. We got Monday night football. We got Thursday night football. We're going to have a Friday night game in Brazil, you know.
Well, and I blame Mike Tirico moving over to NBC. Of course, the Olympics, he got to do that. And, of course, Sunday night football. But
you're right. Tirico and Gruden were a great pair.
Yep. I feel like Gruden would have maybe been able to stay in the booth maybe a year or two longer, but as soon as he left, he go, I got to get the hell out of here. And Las Vegas broke the checkbook open, and we know how that ended.
It didn't end well.
No.
It didn't end well for either party. If you don't know what we're talking about, Google it. Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, Google it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back and wrap up the show. Stay with us.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
It's a Bill King Show.
We are college football centric. That is the sun that warms our planet that we live on. Our planet actually isn't flat or round. It's an oblong spheroid. And we are here to proselytize about it, edify it every day on this here radio show.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Friday edition of the show, wrapping up here. Jim Rome coming up in just a few minutes. The McFarlands, Darren and Justin, come your way at 2 o'clock. And, of course, starting the 29th, we're going to have Plaz and friends from 4 to 6 on these airwaves. We got a text, Patton.
That we do. We sent out the bat signal for Schmitty, and he has responded. So we appreciate you, Schmitty. Not saying anything about the Rangers, but he says that John Miller, he calls games for the San Francisco Giants.
Okay. I knew that. For some reason, I thought he had passed away. But, boy, that's not responsible of me, killing people off when they're still alive. Sorry, John.
Shout out, John.
We hope you're alive and well and doing well and... Best to you and your family. Have a wonderful weekend, sir. Do a great job calling those San Francisco Giants games. Thank you, Schmitty. So, there you go. Nashville SC getting back into action this weekend. No? Taking their talents down to South Beach to meet Mr. Messi and Inter Miami?
Yeah, Mr. Lionel Messi is awaiting Nashville and... A nice week off, I'd say needed it on variety of fronts. One,
what's the deal with Mukhtar? Is he healthy now? Is he good to go?
Should be good to go. The defense should be good to go as well. Zimmerman was very close to being back in full health the game previous, the one they coughed up at the very end. But he should be ready to go. You saw Lucas McNaughton play and start in the previous game, so he should be ready, and boy, will they need it. Inter Miami, they... played Sporting Kansas City, who traditionally plays at their own stadium, a very nice stadium, very similar to Nashville in some respects. I've been there. I've got family in Kansas City.
Right.
But they moved their game to Arrowhead Stadium and sold that sucker out.
Really?
And, was a great spectacle. Yeah. Lionel Messi scored a fantastic goal in that one. But Lionel Messi probably isn't the best player in terms of how he's playing right now. Luis Suarez, his came over from Barcelona, has been playing great.
He gave them fits in the Champions Cup. Was it? Yeah,
sure did.
Yeah, that guy's tough to deal with.
He is, and he's been started off slow, but after his first goal, he's been brilliant ever since. So Nashville's not only going to need to know where Messi is, but Luis Suarez, who in his day, John, was the best striker in the world, and he's a little older now. Put on a pound or two maybe as well, but he's enjoying life in Miami with his best pal Jordi Alba and Lionel Messi.
NBA playoffs getting started this weekend. Your Cavaliers taking on the Orlando Magic. My Knicks taking on the Philadelphia 76ers. How you feeling about your team going in?
Confident in round one. There are matchups I'm a little worried about. Banchero, a guy they really haven't offended very well at all this season.
He's good, man.
He sure is, and uses his size really well, can shoot it from the outside, but really in the post, he is a monster. And he's not a seven-footer by any means, but he's
physical.
He very physical down low. They like to give Evan Mobley a shot at him, but he bumps him off his spot a little too much for my liking.
Yeah, your bigs are going to have to toughen up, okay? And Mitchell's going to D. Mitch is going to have to be Spider Mitchell. He's going to have to be the best player in this series, you know, and step up to the challenge.
Totally agree, and it'll be the first game of the playoffs, quote unquote, 12 o'clock tip off. So I think round one will be okay, John. But
you're probably looking at Boston in round two.
To me, that's all they've wanted. They just want to get past the first round. First round is the goal for this team, which is worrisome because to me, this is your shot to do anything right now. That to me, the East is wide open. No team has really taken the conference. Now, Boston has been that, but to me, they got holes. Until they can show me that they can do it long term, I see holes in that.
Well, a couple more play-in games tonight. Bulls, Heat. Heat without Jimmy Butler. That's at 7 on ESPN. 9:30 on TNT. Kings, Pelicans. So whoever wins those respective games will be the 8th seed in either the East or the West.
And both teams limping in, all four of them.
Yeah, I know. Good luck. All right, Patton. Another week in the books, man. We did it.
We did.
We'll come back on Monday, recap game one between the Preds and the Canucks and everything else going on. Thanks for listening, everybody. Jim Rome is next. McFarland's at 2. Braves baseball later tonight.